I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So, as we play this, I want you to picture this in your head. 13-year-old Dave Glover in his house on Wilson Street, South Arxana.
Yeah.
An exact replica of Neil Peart's gigantic set. Not one drum matched. Like,
right.
Bongos, yeah. An oil can. I'm like going to Fat Albert's. You know, like, I'm Fat Albert's drummer.
Yeah.
With my headphones on, listening to this. Playing it in my mind, note for note.
Yeah.
But just sucking.
Duh.
8 hours a day.
That's great.
Jack and Francis Glover were not known for their patience. I don't know how or why they did that.
I don't know. The way you describe your entire life, they seem incredibly patient. You had the drum set in the first place.
All right. You're making me think
here. All day.
But he created it. They didn't buy it for him. He created it out of other things.
Paint cans and...
They did put up with the nunchucking.
He made you nunchucks.
Okay, you're making some sense here.
Ooh.
He did make me a basketball backboard and a high jump thing.
They bought you the mask. My goodness.
They were trying to make you an athlete instead of whatever you were doing.
Yeah, that's true. They're trying to gently guide me.
Yeah.
You know, why don't you just go throw baseball for a while?
Nunchucks are kind of athletic.
Have strong wrists.
It's in the weird category, but I'll let you do it.
Yeah. 8 hours a day I'd play. Just, I mean, even the neighbors. Neighbors weren't known for their patience.
Was that lightning?
It was.
Wow, it's crazy. It was just really, really sunny and hot like 5 minutes ago.
And that's thunder.
I'll take this. Who else is excited about the debates tonight?
Me.
Kind of.
Yeah, tonight's the B team for sure.
Yeah, tomorrow will be more fun, but I don't know. I'm ready to get started.
I am.
I know
too.
It's going to be a long season, but I'm ready.
Here's what needs to happen.
I love it,
especially for MSNBC. Someone's got to remember the very first Trump when they asked some question. He was the only one held up his hand. Remember that?
Yeah. It would you support the
the eventual nominee? Yeah, and he's not me.
Yep.
Like, you knew from literally the first word said, it's on. They cannot be boring. In the first 30 minutes, if it's boring and if all it's just a bunch of like crapping on Trump, their ratings will go in the crapper.
Yeah.
Someone's got to have the balls, maybe Elizabeth Warren, to step up and actually say, "So these people are fools."
I think that Elizabeth Warren tonight, because she's the biggest name. Okay, the Democrats said that they did this, that the draw was random.
Chances she comes out 0 to 100 wearing a full Native American garb.
98.
I think you're right.
0.5.
Face paint?
Yes. and she says, I am indeed Pocahontas. She, I think, will play it safe as far as Elizabeth Warren plays safe. Like, her policy isn't safe. You could just say her talking about her border policy is bomb throwing, but it's not. It's just her.
Yeah.
And I think she's just going to be her.
Yeah.
If she was on stage with Biden and Bernie and Buttigieg and Kamala Harris tomorrow, I think that she would have to fight for air, and you might see her sort of throw some bombs. Tonight, as long as she doesn't go off the rails, she continues to surge because she's surging.
Okay, real question. Percent chance that this was really a random drawing as opposed to...
Well, I inherently just don't believe it.
Yeah.
That I don't trust... But I don't understand what... If I'm the Democrats and I want as many people watching tonight and tomorrow and I want everybody to get their time, I'm separating Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders and giving them each sort of their night... to headline, because those are the two that are going to get the most people to tune in. Whether you as the party support either one of them, it doesn't matter. You want the most people watching. So you wouldn't stack the deck. So I don't know why.
It only seems to benefit Warren.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think.
I don't believe it's random, but then I don't understand. It almost has to be because it's so...
Yeah.
It's so lopsided.
Well, to me, I look at it as we know the Democrats will engineer who they want to be a front runner. And right. maybe it's like, all right, it's going to be Elizabeth versus one of these two guys. I don't see it being Joe and Bernie in 6 months. I think one of them's got to give at some point. I would be, and I could be totally wrong, but I would be shocked if it was. I think it's going to be Warren and one of those two battling it out for the nomination.
So I would co-sign that.
Tonight.
I also, wait, one second, I'm sorry, I also don't think it's going to be Bernie and Warren. I think they're too much the same person.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tonight, the guy to watch is Cory Booker, because he has just enough media following, name recognition, that he's relevant, unlike many of the other people standing on the stage.
I don't even know who some of these people are.
Right.
No one does.
He's relevant enough, but he's so underperforming.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's so bad.
He needs to do something.
He's going to be the guy.
Yeah.
His new thing is he just yells all the time.
Right.
Like, if you've watched him recently,
that works.
He's always screaming and like super emotional. So I think tonight he's going to
let it go.
He's going to just throw it out there, try to make headlines, try to say the most outrageous thing.
I don't know any of these people, but we all judge from our couch. He strikes me as someone who has no core. He strikes me as someone who's just like, okay, what do I need to do? What do I need to say? Who do I need to be? Which is not uncommon for a politician, but it's less of what he's ever said and more of just a vibe. You just look at him and go, I don't think you have any idea who or what you really are.
Yep.
Could be wrong.
The only ones that seem to have a core are the socialists.
Yeah.
Nobody else seems to really stand for anything.
Yeah. Look, Elizabeth Warren and...
means what she says.
Yeah.
And Bernie Sanders. They're the most authentic people.
She's going to have her a beer.
They're the most consistent.
A beer.
They're the most... Joe Biden, you pick a year and pick an issue.
You're
and
right.
You can find him on both sides
and
have any issue all the way through. But Bernie and Elizabeth have been the same people for decades.
Mm-hmm.
So at least they're consistent, and there's something to be said for that.
Yeah.
Well, up until the 90s, though, Elizabeth Warren apparently was a registered Republican. So not sure how long she's believed in socialism.
Did not know that.
Didn't either.
What's that?
Dropping knowledge bombs. Elizabeth Warren was a registered Republican until the mid-90s.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to read about her.
She's been fairly consistent left since then.
Check this guy.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, please.
He says a lot of stuff.
It's true, I do, but
this is on a Ryan Wiggins fan fiction site. I don't know.
Erotica. It's Elizabeth Warren erotica.
She got a cold beer from the fridge. Do you have a bottle opener?
She let her hair grow just over her ears.
Wiggins was wearing a tank top.
So how much time do you guys think they waste on Trump tonight? Because I think it would be a waste of time. They still need to take each other down. But do you see them getting caught up and unable to help themselves and just wasting an hour on him?
It's the safe way to go. I predicted that the first of these debates would be 90% Trump-centric. Hey, we all hate him. Let's each take turns saying why we hate him. And then the second debate is where they get real. And I could be wrong. I hope they get real tonight because they have to go against each other at some point. Jeff's standing outside.
He's
the
doing
door.
The thing with the levels
looking
again.
At you, Ryan. He's looking at you, Ryan.
It looks like he's looking at me.
It's like Sling Blade.
Is it not up high enough? Turn it up.
It says turn it up.
I can't go much higher.
Crank it.
That's five. That's put just, it on the five.
It's above five.
Oh.
Put it to 11.
That's higher than it was all day then. It's up. Not high enough. Higher.
Can anyone out there tell the difference when we're turning it higher? We're turning our volume up. I wonder if anyone can tell.
And they can't. Maybe not yet. They'll be able to tell when it sounds like this, though.
Just wait till we get Andrew in here with it all turned up.
Like crazy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Records.
I'm peeking.
Records from the time Warren spent living in Pennsylvania and Massachusetts make clear that she was a registered Republican for at least several years of her mid-career adult life. It was not until 1996, when Warren was 47 years old and a newly minted Harvard law professor, that she changed her registration from Republican to Democrat. So,
well, ever since she's been in the public eye,
it
happens. At least as long as I can remember.
Right.
I used to be real Democrat.
She's been the same person she
is. At the
is
launch
now.
Of my comedy career when I was about 8, my big thing was to say Massachusetts. Like, pretend I couldn't
Dave.
Help myself.
Hmm.
That was your bit?
I don't like that.
I was 8, Rich.
It's not, no. It made me cringe.
The room does not like 8-year-old Dave's material.
I was 8. I did a lot of things when I was 8 years old, for the love of God.
I wouldn't sign that kid.
No way.
I'm not a big,
like, go back to your drum set.
Not a big fan of Rach right now.
Why?
I think you know why.
Being critical.
Do you know why?
Tony, have you caught wind of this yet?
Probably not.
I will make the announcement.
Yeah.
All right, Dave wants to buy something. Dave bought something.
Everyone on the show.
Tell the story.
But one. Okay. And I'll let you figure out who that one is.
Yeah.
I think we know who it is.
Is very excited by this announcement.
Okay.
In 2 days' time,
yeah.
If Amazon Prime does their job in the Dave Glover office,
yeah.
We will have a snow cone machine.
Yeah.
A real snow cone machine with 3 different syrups.
Can you divulge flavors yet, or is it too early?
Blue raspberry, cherry, and grape. Or you could put them all 3 and make tiger blood.
Yes, you can. Yes,
and almost everyone's excited. Frank Ladd's excited.
Why do you have a problem with snow cone machines?
I don't have a problem with snow cone machines.
Monster. Here we go.
I think the idea is lovely, but we don't have room for the snow cone machine.
We'll make room. I'll make room.
Tony, remember the lemon water kick? And there was lemon juice on every surface in this building?
Oh, it's going to be a sticky mess.
It was such a sticky mess.
I've got wipes in there.
I'm not cleaning it.
I'll clean it.
You boys play with it. I'm not cleaning it.
We're putting it in the KMOX newsroom.
We are going to get a cart. We're going to have Taliban take it around once a day and sell snow cones for $1.
Daniel.
Yeah.
Desk.
As they're doing news in the newsroom.
Same person that doesn't think the way I said Massachusetts as a kid was funny does not want a snow cone machine.
Top of the hour news is...
Fred Bonnemer, you want sharing?
This ice is not crushing fast enough.
Who drank all the grape?
Here's the other thing. We don't have this long-promised ice machine.
More.
So Dave's going to have to stop at QT and buy a bag of ice every day you guys want to use this.
Dude, I got nothing to do all day.
There's no ice here.
There's ice here.
It's from trays. It's going
really?
To take
ice?
A long time to grind
that
down.
We don't have
down.
An ice machine here?
No, we don't.
Is that somehow not environmentally friendly to not have an ice maker?
They said they're getting one for us. They said they're getting one.
We'll make the ice happen.
No, man. I miss the MS ice maker so bad.
Right?
What I'm not worried about is ice. What I am worried about is how much pleasure I'm going to get out of this single day.
Right?
We need ice, though, for real.
I'm worried about you saying pleasure, so.
It's going to be a party for almost all of us.
Yeah.
Here, it's like the carnival has come to town.
I'll do you a favor right now and make her even more mad.
Okay.
Because what you, Rach, hate the most about these candidates on either side is the fakeness, right?
Yes.
I'm going to have a beer.
I'm going to have gay rights.
Gay rights. Hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
The new star of Elizabeth Warren's campaign.
Is it a dog?
Her dog, who has been tweeting for her about the campaign from the POV of the dog. Molly was in Washington today.
That's cute.
Actually, that sounds like something that Rachel would
know. No, I think the dog commandeers.
It's a Twitter takeover.
She steals Elizabeth's phone and tweets as her from the dog's POV. I don't think she has her own account.
Okay, let's take.
Well, I have questions. Since I'm not on Twitter, does the dog really take over?
Yes, it does.
Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the stupid dog tweet? This is all about the border. The horrible things happening.
Yeah, whatever.
Show me the dog thing so I can get mad.
Migrant children,
the
whatever.
The dog is tweeting.
What's the dog thing about migrant children?
Molly.
Are you still looking? Because we're still
on. I mean, I'm not going to find it. Just go.
Just keep it rolling low and awkward.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Brian White is on Paranormal Wednesday, coming up at 5 p.m.
Mark Taylor, firefighter prophet, author of The Trump Prophecies.
Nice.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Good, good. Wow. I thought Rachel Zimmerman got mad at the way first grade Dave said Massachusetts. I thought she got mad at the fact that I'm going to treat everyone to a snow cone machine, but no.
I told you.
Bailey, the dog, Elizabeth Warren's dog, has sent her over the edge.
I knew I could trigger her.
I hate this dog. Here's her pinned tweet, at first dog Bailey. Hi, I'm Bailey Warren. I like long walks, belly rubs, and financial regulations that hold billionaires and corporations accountable.
Those are the dog ones.
Who does this work with?
It's working.
That's crazy.
Well, the dog has 16,000 followers.
Yeah,
so.
Dog has doubled me up on Twitter followers. So,
listen to this tweet. I've decided to lick my balls all day, just like Hillary Clinton.
That's mean.
Is that Moses Glover?
That's not women supporting.
Wait a minute. Did you sign up for Twitter? Dave's on Twitter, everyone. It's finally happened.
It wasn't a dog.
Tried to talk policy at the dog park today, but they just wanted butt sniffs. Come on, guys, we have huge problems in this country.
Yeah.
What are the replies? Let's look at these.
Oh, the replies.
Oh, they're coming from other dogs.
It's from other dogs.
Wearing sunglasses.
Someone just said, "You're so cute, Bailey." The dog can't hear you. The dog didn't post that, Allison.
Wait, what?
What?
The dog? What do you mean the dog didn't post it?
I thought this was a dog Twitter account.
I said on the break, I'm worried I'm going to cuss.
Under the bio, does it say
no.
Parody?
No.
Well, then the
oh, come on,
dog he's verified.
He's not verified. She's not verified, is she? She doesn't have a check mark, does she?
Let me check. No.
She has a check
God.
Mark on breaking my computer.
That's the only saving grace of this whole
thing. This truly is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. Most of the replies are from other dogs. Most of them are wearing a hat or sunglasses.
I hate 2019. I hate this
what
year.
What did I say? Last week, gonna be we are worse. Living in the dumbest
it's pretty
time
dumb.
Ever.
Yeah.
Okay, can I tell you something?
What?
This should be disqualifying.
I agree.
I'm not kidding.
This is worse than anything Trump has ever tweeted.
Yeah, you're right.
This is way worse than the bleeding facelift thing.
Yeah, the other day he said that he didn't rape the woman because she wasn't his type.
Yeah.
Joe Biden.
Let's see what the dog says
Joe
about
Biden
that.
Tweeted out a picture of buddy bands or whatever, their friendship bracelets with his and Barack Obama's names on them. Joe and Barack coiled together.
Compared to this, he's king
he
cool.
He got crushed.
Wait a minute,
that.
Did you just confuse the name of those based on what they were called in an episode of Saved by the Bell?
Buddy
Joe
bracelets?
And Barack? Oh,
no.
Yeah, buddy bracelets.
Buddy bands.
Yeah, buddy bands. Yeah, absolutely.
God.
Things I love. My ball, chasing my ball.
Easy.
And humane immigration policies with a path to citizenship.
This dog is woke.
Hashtag woof woof.
Woke stupid. AF this dog.
I love dogs.
I don't love this dog.
But if there is a dog you're going to put down just for general purposes. I'm just
Dude,
saying.
This dog the is article, trash.
I don't know. I think I deleted it. I think I closed it. There was an article I was reading. It was like that Elizabeth Warren's dog has been stealing the hearts of her
whoever,
own followers.
Whoever the most unknown person is on stage tonight, you know, because there's a few of them. Whoever the least known person is, if they were to start out by saying, I just want to talk about Bailey the dog and how ridiculously embarrassing and stupid it is, I swear to God, I'll vote for them.
Yeah.
I will vote for them. Yes. I'll write in their name. I will campaign for them.
If one of them takes issue with a Bailey tweet,
yeah,
I think that'd be great. And then she would say, like, well, I didn't tweet it. It was the dog.
Here's what I don't understand. I know they're out there because someone watched Jay Leno. Who are these people? Who are the people that are following Bailey the dog, but not just following him, not
loving
it, not like Rachel's going to,
yeah,
so that she
hate
can
follow.
Live off her hate.
Yeah, it's right. Called a hate follow.
But someone who like literally like gets up in the morning and gets their Earl Grey tea, and they're like, I can't wait to see what Bailey said overnight.
Runs over to their coworker to show the latest. Look at what Bailey just tweeted.
He said butt sniffing.
Pay attention to me, but don't forget all the inequalities in our society that need change. Okay, thanks. I love you.
I'm
Bailey
picturing
the freaking dog said that.
59-year-old woman living in a gentrified urban neighborhood.
Mm, yeah.
Boom.
With no makeup, severe glasses.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Guys, you just
she's
described Elizabeth Warren to a T.
We all know it.
Why
is everyone
boyfriend.
So afraid to say these things? Why am I the only one here? God.
I'm too busy crapping
Bailey's
on the dog.
Bailey's going to have herself up.
A boner.
A bone.
A bone. Dogs have bones.
They have boners too.
You perv.
What gender is the dog, Rachel?
Seems like a boy.
Maybe we should refer to the dog as G until we know.
Right.
Oh, it's a boy.
Bailey not,
he
not
is a boy.
Much of a boy.
Bailey is a boy.
His preferred pronoun is he.
Huh.
You good boy. Except he sucks. He's not a good boy.
Oh, you just started
to fall
for it. You're
making me hate this innocent dog. I'll run to the left of any other candidate's dog.
That's a fact.
Wow.
You know.
She's progressive.
That at least one of the other candidates' teams are trying to come up with something like
this.
Yes.
Oh.
I got a hamster. He's got thoughts. He's got tweets.
Yeah. John Hickenlooper's ferret is going to be
oh yeah.
On Instagram next week.
No doubt.
Rub my tummy and I'll fight for your equal rights under the law.
What if I don't rub your
Did
tummy?
Did you say that? Or?
Did she say
I said that.
Okay.
I X'd out of the Twitter.
It's getting confusing now. Because these are the kind of things you say a lot.
All the time.
She
I'm
wasn't
like,
speaking on behalf of the dog. She
like,
just
scratch
saying.
My ears.
Is there okay.
Jason on Twitter wants to know if that dog claims to be some kind of native canine that's not.
Well, let's do a DNA test.
Does it claim to be like
doggy DNA?
Some kind of wolf.
Right.
That's very good. That's pretty good.
All right. Well, I feel cleansed after I was able to get some of that hatred out.
Yep.
Can we, is it possible to pivot to something real?
Hate it.
Here?
Sure.
Can we talk?
There's all kinds of real stuff going on. So
yeah.
Well, let's get Bailey on the phone.
Interesting stuff.
let's talk about the photo.
I think it only types.
Okay, the CNN photo, the migrant dad and his 3-year-old daughter face down in the Rio Grande.
It's not just CNN. I saw it on Fox today.
Oh yeah,
too.
Yeah. No, it's out there. It's definitely out there.
Yeah.
But last night I was watching, as I always do, flipping around, and I was watching the end of Chris Cuomo, and when Don Lemon was coming on. And Chris Cuomo was full on Chris Cuomo.
Yeah.
And then Don Lemon was crying, and I can't look at it. And then I flipped over to Hannity, and he had Laura Ingraham and her fake lips on, and like they're talking about something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But is there anything to say? To me, it's one of those two things can be true at once that has become a hallmark of the Glover Show, which is this is horrific. It's horrific that a father drowned trying to save his 3-year-old daughter. It's horrific that they are from such a terrible country that everyone is fleeing. It's horrific that their lives are so terrible that they're willing to risk death to make it better. It's all horrific. But at the same time, it's not Donald Trump's fault that they're in that river.
And we also know, that there are people that are giving these migrants bad information, telling them to come up here,
You might have to wait for a couple of weeks, but then you're just let go in the United States. It's so easy. They're being encouraged. And those are the people that I hold more responsible. First of all, I hold the individual responsible the most. After that, the people that are encouraging, like the people we talked about yesterday selling food stamps, the people that are encouraging these people to make this trek, all you hear about today is this just illustrates the incredibly dangerous and rigorous journey that these migrants must take to get to the United States. To take the word must out of that sentence. It's not the Trail of Tears. Nobody is making these people go on this. It is dangerous. It is a dangerous trek, but they're not being forced at gunpoint.
You're obviously desperate.
Yeah.
We all agree with that.
Yeah.
No one thinks that you have a great life and you just decide to upgrade and you're willing to do this. Everyone agrees you're desperate.
To a certain level.
But then when CNN it's not even like sort of ties it in. They completely say, last night, Chris Cuomo.
No, Donald Trump killed that man.
Yeah, Chris Cuomo said,
kid.
Mr. Trump, do you even have blood in your veins?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's like,
it's disgusting. It's disgusting. It's disgusting to use the death of these people to politically grandstand and do it so dishonestly. Chris Cuomo knows this. He knows that that President Trump didn't kill these people. He knows that Barack Obama was campaigned on border control and stopping illegal aliens from crossing the border. Barack Obama ripped the Bush administration for not being tough enough on the border. They all know this. It's so dishonest.
Yeah.
It's so they are just using these horrible pictures in the deaths of these people to politically grandstand because they don't like the president. It's gross.
The other thing too is we talked about this yesterday or the day before about the difference between knowing that Ray Rice punched his wife and seeing it. It always matters.
Sure.
Like, horrible analogy, but you'll get it. Like, I rode a motorcycle my whole life. I stopped riding about 15 years ago because I saw a picture of a guy who had his bottom jaw taken off in an accident.
Yeah.
Seeing it, I knew it happened all the time. But seeing it, I'm like, I'm going to stop for a while.
That's why they make you watch the videos in...
Exactly. In, blood on the windshield.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I get it. But let's not pretend that this doesn't happen literally every day. Every day, migrants die in the desert and they die drowning. It happens every day. It is a humanitarian crisis, no doubt.
And every day, homeless people die in St. Louis.
Yeah, if you were to go
in the slums,
look
of the
at
United
their body
States.
Under a bush.
And it's horrible
that you hadn't found him for 3 days.
Yeah,
you would say, did the mayor kill this person?
Yeah, I can't believe that we live in this country. Yeah,
Kilmeade actually had a very simple, kind of ham-fisted, but good analogy today, where he said, if you can fit 5 people in your family in your home, and then you have a party, and you have 40 people, and it's asses to elbows, but it's a party, and you're fine. Then what if 8,000 people showed up, and you can't get rid of them, and it's your job to provide diapers and toothbrushes, and you're just not prepared? And I think I know that the United States government has more resources than we do, but it's a fair analogy that if those 8,000 people that were now at your home were saying, you guys are monsters, have you seen how unsanitary it is? Yeah. The overflowing toilets? You'd be like, I didn't invite you.
Yeah, there's 8,000 of us here and only have 2 bathrooms.
I'm
in your
doing
house.
My best.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. I agree. I mean, anyone who can look at that and just go like, you know, very coldly, well, you shouldn't, you know, come on. It's a dead little girl in her dad's t-shirt. It's terrible.
It's horrible.
But at the same time, connecting those dots is really unfair.
Yeah. There's a lot of blame to go around.
Rage
but
thoughts?
Number one on the list is not Donald Trump.
Yeah, I'm just never a fan of taking a tragedy and using it for political gain.
And that's what they're doing.
Seems to be what's happening with this photo. I saw this article earlier today. A lot of the media refused to call what was going on at the border a crisis up until right now. Now suddenly it is not, it's no longer a manufactured crisis. This is a real and present thing that needs to be fixed.
That's been the Democratic tagline, a manufactured mm-hmm. crisis, a created crisis.
But then you see a photo like this and it's easy to turn around and be like, look at what's happening. This is ridiculous. It's tough. It's, people have got to give on both sides a little bit more, I think. And I know that's probably a BS response, but it's true. And I can't look at that photo and trace it back to one individual person. There's obviously a very broken system that needs to be addressed, that someone was even in that situation in the first place where he's got to swim his daughter across the canal and then go back and get his wife.
He didn't got to do
anything. Right. Exactly. Exactly.
That, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and you are right, but we've got to be careful to not fall in that trap of saying, again, it's not the Trail of Tears. Nobody's forcing these, and I get it. I get that many of them, not all of them, but many of them are trying to get a better life for themselves and their kids, and I'm sure that I would do drastic things if I thought, you know, we were in some perilous position with my family, but nobody is forcing them to do that.
He could have applied for asylum in Mexico. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. So at that point, it's terrible that they've died. But yeah, Tony, you're right. No one forced those steps.
There are people telling these migrants that it's not that all you got to do is get there, and you'll be in the United States before you know it. It's not that hard. We'll tell you what to say on when you're in front of the judge. Those people
are
walking these people right to their death.
And they're not innocent in this either.
No, and nobody ever brings that up.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you're out there in your car, anywhere near downtown, you know it's really weird out there, so obviously be careful.
Some people on Twitter sending some interesting storm pics from their locations.
Was this pretty predicted?
Cool. I don't know.
I don't remember it.
We'll never get a straight answer.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
Sure it was.
Oh, yeah, we knew this was coming.
Yeah, you got any cool storm pics, send them. Tweet them at TonyColombo971, at RachelZ971. It's pretty cool stuff.
So if there's anyone out there...
I like cool pics.
Make sure to not follow Bailey the dog on Twitter.
Yeah, he'll just say something pithy about it. He'll make some sort of dog double entendre.
He'll talk about climate change.
Yeah, 100%.
Anyone out there who would consider themselves very much aligned with Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren, and you would like to answer Rachel's question on the break, which is, what do they want on the border? Like, what do they want Trump to do?
Yeah.
Give me a call.
Real answers.
Yeah, because I don't know. I know what Trump wants from the border situation. He's made it pretty clear. I just realized I don't really know what it is that the Democrats want. And maybe they have a message. It's just not a clear message.
314-241-9797, or you can tweet us, and we'll get it on there.
Yeah.
I don't have it in front of me, but I had a great quote from Elizabeth Warren yesterday, and I think I can kind of sum it up. She was agreeing with Julian Castro, saying that I agree that for the border, and it was basically a laundry list of free things. Like, we need an immediate path to citizenship for the 20 million illegals who are here now. We need a quicker way to get in and go to work. We need to get these current families out of detention and stop putting new families in detention. And then the very last thing she said was, comma, and border security. And what I really wish, if there was one question that someone would ask her tonight, or in general, is, what does that mean to you? How can you do all these things and yet have border security? Who are you keeping out?
The message was, at the time, remember the government shut down, it was, we need money for the wall, and the Democrats were saying, well, we don't really need money for the wall, but we do want security, so we want drones. But that's really the only thing I can remember that they said...
they wanted to give way less money, and well, they didn't want a physical barrier.
She yes. said, Elizabeth Warren, that article that you're talking about, Dave, where Julian Castro came out and laid out like his stuff, and she co-signed basically all of it. One of them was decriminalize border crossings.
Right.
Period. Decriminalize yeah. border crossings.
As I understand
it's no longer illegal to walk across the border.
And I kind of didn't know this, but it is a crime, which it seems like it should be. It seems like it's a misdemeanor, but it seems like it should be a pretty serious crime. I would expect if I crossed the border into Mexico and they caught me, it wouldn't be a misdemeanor. So, but yeah, no. they want to make it a purely civil thing. You cross the border, you go to a civil court, you're under no threat of penalties, and there you go.
Well, Klobuchar and Warren are both at the border right now, and they're both debating tonight, unless, I believe Klobuchar is debating tonight, so we will certainly hear something about it tonight.
She's one of them tonight. Yeah, she's got a chance. Being on the without having, I mean, I'm not kidding. With no Biden, yeah. no Sanders, no Buttigieg, no Kamala Harris. If you're Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar, like you got to be thrilled about this draw.
There are a lot of nobody's calling. No one's calling to tell us what they think.
Yeah.
Well, but there are a lot of people
that doesn't surprise me
who truly want open borders, as in no borders.
Yeah,
it would be like going from Oklahoma to Texas.
Correct.
Man, if
that's how it is in the EU.
Yeah.
And that's the European, they want that European model over here.
If Amy Klobuchar is speaking tonight and I'm on that debate stage, I'm just getting out a comb and going at my hair.
Right.
And then it's like everything she says is irrelevant because people are just going to remember the comb salad.
Just eat a salad and then go, does anyone have a comb?
Clean this and give it back. I just spit everywhere. Sorry, Dave.
My assistant forgot to bring me a fork. Does anyone have a comb that I can use to eat this salad with?
Could one of us run for Congress and win?
Yes. Yes.
I think Dave could. I think Tony could easily be the mayor.
Chief of staff. Yes. I don't think I could run for Congress here and win because it's a big, but yeah, look around. AOC, that she's, look, anybody can be in Congress. But what I'm saying is you don't have to have any significant background to, and there's proof of
that. I got that.
And there's proof of that in people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, even if she was a Republican. I'm not saying this as
a
knock.
Marianne Williamson is running for president.
Yeah, she's a new age author.
She's going to be on the debate stage. I have more experience at something real than she does.
Yeah. Yes. And she qualified for the debate stage before Kristen Gillibrand did.
Wow.
And Kristen Gillibrand's in the United States Senate.
Gay rights. Cory Booker just tweeted yesterday, there's nothing criminal about seeking a better life for your family. I've said it before and I'll say it again now. We have to do the right thing and decriminalize border crossing.
Okay. Then someone has to explain this to me. How is it not criminal to violate another sovereign nation's border?
They want to make it not criminal.
I know, but
why is it good?
Is that not a crime?
I don't even think someone like Cory Booker thinks that it's good. I think that when you spend so much time arguing with another side, you eventually back yourself into this corner where now you have to literally be for open borders. Because any form of security is wrong. Because you've said that every solution offered to you is wrong.
If you cross the border into my home, I can literally shoot you dead.
Right.
If you cross the border into a place of business, you will be charged with breaking and entering.
Yes.
I would consider the border of the United States or Mexico or France to be bigger deals than my window or a Subway sandwich.
If I can have a no trespassing sign on my back fence, there should be one at the border of the country.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.